Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and with me today are Yiwei and Yusuf Hamadi. Hi, guys.
Hello.
They are with Constraint Reasoning from Cambridge, UK, and that's part of Microsoft Research. Yeah. And they are here today. We have this annual event called TechFest, where the research guys come and show some of the cool stuff that's going on. So that's why you're visiting Seattle on this beautiful rainy day.
That's right.
And I asked them to come on the show to show us Bing Code Search, the add-in for Visual Studio, which I think is a killer way to search for code. So you're writing an application, you need to find some code. What do? You can go to Bing, you can go to some of the other places, you can go to Stack Overflow, et cetera, but you're leaving Visual Studio, you're going to a website, you're trying to find code, you've now switched context. So, but what you guys have written is an add-in for Visual Studio, which gives us the ability to do that searching from right inside Visual Studio.
That's correct.
Which is an awesome thing, and that's what you're going to show us today.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool. So, do you want to show it first, and then tell us why? Tell us why, show it first. Your call.
Well, I can tell you why we decide to do this extension for Visual Studio. So, our goal here is to improve the productivity of the programmer, because we realize that many programmers go online on the web, as Rob said, to pick up a piece of code just to speed up their work. Okay, so, and we decided to try to streamline this process by integrating online search directly within the IDE. Okay, and by doing it smartly, by providing some extra value that we are going to show you with the case scenario that we are going to use.
Cool. So let's see a demo, then show us where we can get it.
Right. Okay, so now we're inside Visual Studio. When you have the add-in installed, every time you trigger IntelliSense, you'll see this How Do I button. Click the button to open the Bing Code Search dialog. So in here, you can type in queries in natural language. As the first query, we can try to get current time. Then you can see this code snippet, which use daytime.now to return the current time. And on the bottom of the dialog, you will see from which website the snippet comes and the title of the website, and the title of the web page. Hmm. You can navigate through different snippets.
So this returned 15 different examples.
Right. This particular search returns different examples from different data providers. We have four data providers: MSDN, Stack Overflow, C# 411, and .NET Perls.
Okay.
And you can see that in this case, whenever available, we'll show the author information and we'll show the rating of this particular snippet. Now, just press Enter to have the snippet inserted. Let me just adjust the indentation a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a simple example of how you can use the Bing Code Search add-in. Now, more often, you will have variables in your program. I assume so, right?
Right.
So a typical case, let's say you have a file which points to a location. Now, you want to read this file line by line.
Okay.
So you can trigger Bing Code Search again. And what is cool is that now you can reference your variable directly in your query. You can do read f name line by line.
Oh.
And now you see another piece of snippet, this time coming from C# 411. And note that your reference variable name, file name, has been adapted into the snippet.
Cool.
So this makes it easier to understand the code snippets because it's right in your context.
Right.
And also when you press Enter, you have the code almost ready to use. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to spend time to adapt the code. According to our study, people spend 50% of time adapting the code. So
right.
But streamline this, you can really save a lot of time.
Right.
So for that particular example, the code directly compiles.
Yes.
Because we changed the...
Yep. So you don't have to leave Visual Studio, you don't have to... It's much easier to search because you can just scroll through, and then you don't have to worry about copying and pasting the code. Did you get it all? Did you accidentally?
And it is adapted to you.
Yeah. Did you accidentally get things that weren't part of the code? Did you miss, you know, part of it? Did you highlight everything, but you missed the I and int, so now the code doesn't work? Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And also, it makes it easier to ask the question.
Right.
Because you ask the question from your context.
Right. Yeah.
And we can continue saying, let's say, generate MD5 hash for line, and note that line is another introduced variable.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you go. You have the code, which correctly binds the line variable for you and get results through a string builder. So yeah, that's the Binco search for C# add-in.
So here the MD5 is got a squiggly under it. That's
the default Visual Studio behavior.
Okay, so there's my first feature request. Will it automatically resolve references in the future release?
We did it.
We did it.
Yeah, we can do it, but our initial slide shows it confused the user a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's something we added.
Notice that this is the default Visual Studio behavior.
Yeah.
When you introduce the name, it allows you to choose the reference.
Oh.
When we do it, so it confuses people a little bit.
Interesting.
But
okay.
The backend algorithm knows that this MD5 is from a particular assembly,
so
and which namespace to import.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be interesting to see if over time, if the majority of people stay confused of that, or if the majority of people start asking for it.
Actually, I want to do what you just suggested.
Yeah. So far, we have released this code, I think, 3 weeks ago. So in 3 weeks, we have 20,000 users.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of feedback, some requests like the one you just did.
Right.
They want specific addition. And a lot of demand to support new language. So this is for C#. What is important here is that the technology that is used is language independent.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so we can plug this to F# tomorrow or C++ or
MVB.
VB if we just with some time and some effort.
Okay. So you're actively investigating additional languages, and that's something that you'd think of.
Yes.
So this is a plugin. It's available in the Visual Studio Gallery.
You can download it today.
Yep. Bing Code Search for C#. 19,000 downloads as we're taping this. That's very cool, and lots of reviews. That's great.
Yeah.
So give me a sense of what types of queries you can do. If I think about the things I'm typically searching for, sometimes it is, you know, specific examples like you did, but sometimes it's higher level concepts. So, you know, where's the sweet spot for what this is really good
specific
at?
Queries targeting one or two API usages.
Okay.
Not exploratory situation.
Okay.
If you are into exploratory mode, we believe that you are trying to specify what you want to do. So it's not coding. It's before coding. Okay.
Right.
It's more design.
So how do I use Active Directory authentication? How do I use OAuth with a WCF service or something like that?
Yeah.
You should just go to Bing and search for that. But if you're looking for specific code on how to work with a specific API, and that's because you guys are searching on existing code samples, right?
Yes.
That's right, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. So the more specific code samples you can find, then the better
the value results.
And it's the more specific the question is, the easier for the algorithm to decide what is a good sample, what is a match.
Right.
For story based, there is no good or bad answer, so you don't know the criteria.
It's too abstract. It's pointless.
And most of the time, the queries are specific, so we decided to first focus on those things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at all the queries that users issue, most of the queries are specific ones. We want to solve that first.
Yeah. Right. So is this designed more for beginner developers or advanced developers are going to wind up using this?
So we have two scenarios, beginners, because they do not know the API of C#, advanced developer coming from a different language.
Okay.
Think of you are a top guy in Java, and then you move to C#. So conceptually, you know how to do things. You just do not know the syntax. Okay. So you know how to ask questions, and then quickly you do the job.
Okay.
And also you can think of another dimension. It's like a super fast auto completion.
Yeah.
I know how to use StreamReader. I know how to use regex class, but I don't want to type in so many letters.
So you can kind of so you're saying you can kind of treat it as like online code snippets almost.
That's what I use it
yeah.
for.
Okay.
I know all these APIs, but
right.
I just want a faster coding experience.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
So we made studies where we compare the productivity with this tool against a scenario where the user was asked to solve a set of problems just by using web search. You know, manually you go to Bing, you type your query, you read, you copy, you paste, you adapt.
Right.
And in our study, we found that with this tool, you improved the productivity by 64%.
Oh yeah,
on 40 queries using a sample of 30 programmers.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we received an email from a Microsoft employee saying that his productivity is doubled by using the tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
That's the sweet spot.
Cool. Okay, so if people have suggestions, should they, is there a user voice page for this?
Yes, here.
Yeah. It's here.
You have a QA section.
Okay, so that's on the Visual Studio Gallery.
Yeah.
But are you hooked into the user voice site, or should it just be here for now?
It's here.
For now,
okay.
It's here.
We also
have an online demo, so people can try the system online before they download it.
Okay.
And we also have a lot of comments here. Feature requests.
Okay.
Here. Actually, we are currently flooded with different requests.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Looks very useful. When will it be available for Visual Studio 2013? Is that?
It's already available.
Okay. Yeah. Is it available in previous versions? Is that what they meant?
No, this is working on VS 13.
Okay.
So far, I mean, eventually, with all this feedback and we, depending on the priorities of Visual Studio, that might be integrated in VS 14 or 15. We don't know.
Okay.
And we'll be pleased to help people upgrade.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Any thoughts to extending it to things like XAML, HTML, CSS?
We also received requests from that. We are mm-hmm. thinking about it.
Okay.
It's about resources and
right.
Timing. Yeah.
Right.
But
I would imagine that the languages would be the bulk of the upfront work and the bulk of the requests.
And we haven't forgot JavaScript.
Yes, that's right. So that's on the list as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anything else you want to tell people about this? Looks very cool. They should go get it.
It's really cool. And try it. It brings a whole new experience for programming. Try it. We hope that you like it.
Yeah, inside the box.
Yes.
Cool. That's awesome. Thanks for coming on and showing this to us.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Go get it. Go use it. Let us know what you think. Obviously, early stages of doing this. We're very, very open to all kinds of feedback and all kinds of requests.
Right.
And the more the merrier. All right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.